Hi, sorry about that. I don't
Hey,
know, my
sorry.
face or
Yeah,
something.
my phone just completely cut out.
Oh, okay.
I
Normally
think it was
it's
me. Yeah, I think it was me.
me.
So, but all right. So we're good. Yeah. So I'll send the loose diamonds for tomorrow. The loose labs.
Okay, good.
Let me know on the earrings. I'll try to get you some pictures. But I mean, they're just your standard stud earring. I mean, they're four prong, white gold, friction back. I mean, there's nothing fancy about them. They're just mounted up as usual. So.
So I sent a thank you. I sent a message to that guy Gary about the bracelet to say, hey, listen, I'm ordering something from this manufacturer. Do you need anything? And I think I may have found a bracelet that I think is reasonable price. It can't be better quality. I mean, I see what's out there. Diamond prices are dropping because of lab created diamonds. Diamonds are not holding their value, so I can't pay top dollar for a bracelet. Well, I gave him a good price. I was only making like $2,500 on that bracelet. So, what do you want me to do? I can give him
Well,
a discount.
and I love this misconception that natural diamond prices are going down because of lab. And that's not entirely true. Have they gone down a little bit? Yes. But that was over the last period of like 18 months. They haven't really gone down in the last probably 3 months, really. And when I say go down, they go down 100 a carat. You know, when you're talking thousands of dollars, 100 a carat, nothing. Whereas lab has gone down 90% in value. So like you're comparing apples to oranges, well, people are comparing apples to oranges. The other thing that it's done is because of lab, there's only so many cutters, right, Maria? There's only so many people that can actually cut a diamond. They still have lab. Yes, it's a diamond alternative, but it still has to be cut. So what that is creating because of the demand in lab is creating less cutting in natural, which is creating a supply issue. Supply and demand. So if there's less supply in natural, it will eventually drive those prices up because there's not as much availability.
Right, got
So
it.
that's one of those like misconceptions of, well, because lab is driving naturals down. Well, that's not entirely true, it's a short-lived thing. Where naturals are going to go up, they always do. I mean, it's like death and taxes. There's two things that are like guaranteed in this world. Diamond prices hold their value. Naturals, they just do. They eventually will go back up. So when somebody tells me that, I go, you're right, partially. It's not 100% correct, but not everybody wants to hear all that. I just figured,
Well, right. And
since you're
then
in
the
the
thing is, he
industry, you would
said,
appreciate a little bit of background knowledge and stuff about what's going on in the world.
I let them have their perception, and
Sure.
I try to clarify it, but I realize in the end their perception is what just really matters, and they're gonna wiggle that information around in their head like he said, I think I found something that's a reasonable price. My interpretation is the price is right, but is it the quality you asked me for,
Sure.
right?
Right.
So
Well, that's
it's
like if somebody says, well, you're too expensive or whatever, and it's like, well, that's fine, that's your perception or your opinion, but I'm not the Walmart of diamonds. You're not the Walmart of diamond jewelers. Like, you know what I mean? Like there comes a point in time where, if you're just looking for the absolute cheapest, that's fine. Go and get the absolute cheapest, but you get what you pay for, you know?
right. I'm not going to keep you the end of the day.
You're good.
Thank you, and I'll catch
Welcome.
up with you tomorrow next day. Thank you. Bye for
Sounds
now.
good. Thanks, Maria. Bye-bye.